brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Monday morning. Happy Monday, everybody. It's 0.5 degrees above zero, which means there's a little frost out there, but not too much. I'm still in a long sleeve jumper. Mornings at the cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Lecter and I hung out inside his house all weekend long. We didn't do that.
I'm supposed to tell
We didn't do that. In fact, I came in a little bitchy this morning saying that, you know what? You didn't even get in touch with me this weekend because we were supposed to hang out around a bonfire.
But it was against the rules.
It's against the rules.
Well, so we didn't bonfire, do it. That's okay.
Well, outside. I mean, the bonfire kills the germs.
Yeah, that's true. All
I got home at like 6. After taking the dog out, I got home at like 6:45 on Saturday, and I was like, if he texts me, I'll go over. But
and for me, the door was locked, and I didn't want to get up.
That's right. That's fair enough. No. The game's on. My phone is on the table.
No, things are getting hairy.
Off air onto the on air. We did kind of make a plan to be like, maybe we can the management. And at the same time, it's like, I let Phoenix know. She's like, I don't think you're allowed to do that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure looked it up. No, not allowed to do that. All right.
We're still wild boys, you
know? That's right.
Got to walk on the edge.
That's
from time
right.
To time.
We're a bunch of animals, party animals.
Think about doing something we're not allowed to
that's
do.
That's right.
And then eventually not do it.
The very thought, the very idea. Oh, I'm doing my gun safety course today.
Speaking of wild boys.
Wild boys. Oh, I'll tell you why in just a few minutes.
Are you running drugs?
Oh, wow, we just got a couple of songs. You're
running drugs.
Because I want to be like Christopher Cross.
Right, okay.
I'm going to ride like the wind.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Drive in the North, 0.5 degrees above zero. A little frosty out there. Maybe do a little pre-start on your truck or car this morning. Although, again, I'm not wearing a jacket, so... I'm pretty badass. I was almost late this morning, and usually I show up a good 6:45 or 6:50. But today was about 6:55.
Definitely a 6:55.
Ah!
Usually.
No, not 5. I'm usually there. Lecter, don't be a jerk. So I was here a little bit late because I ran out the door. I was running around a little bit this morning, even though I got up at 4:30. And I was running out the door, getting organized. Usually I will come to work, come here, and then go home, get some more stuff ready, grab a little bit of lunch, and then go to work again. But today, I am doing my gun safety course at Arctic Response. Very much looking forward to it. Now, the reason may not be what you think. I want to overthrow the government. No, it's
naturally.
Not that. Naturally, that's just what you do. That's
you need
just...
your long-arm registry.
That's right.
That. You can't overthrow no governments without your trusty rifle.
Wait, if I do this and then get my pal, I can have... Can I have my rifles?
I think this is...
This is non-restricted.
This is basically you just need to take this course
right.
to apply for your PAL, and then...
And yeah,
then your PAL might come in the mail like 6 months later.
Great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I was kind of rushing out the door, and as I was rushing out the door, I was like, I know I need a mask. Oh, I got my mask. I am fully vaccinated. I couldn't remember if the event said you had to be fully vaccinated.
Oh, you got to be fully vaccinated to overthrow the government.
That's right. That's
no,
right.
There's no gray area.
There's your catch 22, yeah. Revolutionaries.
That's right.
So I looked at the event post, and it said, you know, masks must be worn. Okay. And it said fully vaccinated people will be allowed to attend. I was like, oh, damn.
Okay.
So I had to run back in the house, find my vaccination records. The second time I've had to use it because I had to use it as we were coming back into the territory from Alberta.
Right.
So I had to jump on the bed. Violently shake Phoenix awake.
Yes.
Phoenix! Phoenix! Where are my fax record? I didn't know where it was, so I like tipped into the door. Babe. Babe.
Babe. Where's my fax record?
And she let me know. So I went and grabbed it. I got in the car and I came over. So that's why I was a little bit late. So I got to do that today. So that's 9 to 5 today. That's the whole day.
Did you download that? The QR code thing?
No, I haven't yet. So I've got my papers.
Yes.
I was going to download that this morning, my QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Get but, your PDF.
That's right. Yeah. You've taken this this course. What can I expect? What are the answers to the test?
Oh, boy. You know.
Let's say A, C, B, A again, C.
It's all A's.
It's all A's.
It's all
right.
A's.
All right. I knew they would make it easy.
Sneaky little. no, yeah, so you'll go through the full, it'll be a full day course,
right.
Teach you everything you need to know about gun safety, about, I have no memory retention anymore.
This is great, especially once you get your gun license.
I have my PAL, and off the top of my head, I could not tell you what, there's an acronym that immediately when you touch a gun, before you even touch it, when you look at it, you're immediately supposed to do this acronym.
Please don't have a gun.
It's called like ACTS and something.
Oh my God.
And you can fill this in for not good. Today.
It's not good for you.
The plus side.
Yep.
So I don't own a gun.
Good.
So I'm doing the responsible thing in knowing my limitations immediately after taking a safety course and knowing that I just don't retain these important things. And
remind me not to call you for first aid.
Don't call me for first aid either. I've done the first aid course. Do not.
Yeah, you're going to stand in front of my buddy and be like, okay, I'm looking at it. What's the acronym? Wait, that's a gun.
Roll him over.
roll him over onto his belly.
Okay, I think we're good.
And start patting his back.
No, I was actually thinking about this the other day. I had a moment where I was just like, if someone asked me if I had done my first aid course.
Yeah. You'd say yes.
I would say yes, but I would pause. I would put my hand up. I would put my hand up, say like the stop sign.
The one thing you don't
want
to do in an emergency is pause.
And say, yes.
But.
Let's you know, survey the immediate surrounding and see if anybody else has also got
so if someone
first...
comes up to you bleeding and they're like, help me, and you're like, all right, who has their first aid?
So oh, we got to stop that bleeding.
Yeah.
So who knows how to...
and, does anyone have a sock I can shove into the wound?
Does anyone have their gun license? We can plug that.
There we go. Okay,
it
well, is, good.
It's a problem.
I'm glad I have a leg up talking to you about this. But I am looking forward to it. Can I tell you why I'm doing it?
Yes.
And not only because, just to learn things and knowledge is power.
Right.
Not only because I want to overthrow the government, as I previously said.
Of course, yeah.
But there are two rifles of my dad's that are at a friend's house since he passed away because none of us had our gun license. So he had his gun license. He took them. Another friend took them, but he sadly passed away about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And so those guns went from him to another family friend. And they are in his storage at his house.
Okay.
And I let him know like 3 years ago. I was like, hey, you still have those? He's like, yeah, I hope he still does because I haven't talked to him recently. But once I get my pal, I'll grab those off you. And he said, yep, they'll be waiting for you. So I'm like,
nice.
Great. So I got a little 22, which I learned to shoot on, and a 30-30? Sure.
A
30-30. With one of the lever actions, you know, like...
Yes.
One of those?
Yeah.
I have to get them and I'll, learn how to clean them and stuff like that. And I mean, I do like shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm not sure I'd go hunting. I've always been curious about it.
Right.
But wanting to do it. And obviously we have a lot of friends and family who do it. I do like going out for a good shoot.
I think that's like half the reason a lot of people get their gun licenses is because of, their dad or their grandpa had an old rifle
and they want to have it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they want to, own it responsibly and all that. And another friend of ours, Gavin, that was one of the reasons that he got his gun license was for inheriting some old fire armory, they call it that.
Farmer armory. Well, very good. So, I look forward to doing that today and learning a bunch of stuff. I mean, I know, this is what every gun owner says. I know what I'm doing. I've got a pretty cursory kind of.
I've shot a gun before.
I know not to point it at people. That's enough, right? But also for the water wars that are inevitably coming within the next 10 years. So have those guns at the ready.
Load up.
Load and lock, or the other way around.
You'll learn.
Yes. Funny, actually, lock and load came later. Load and lock is how it actually started up, because load and lock actually makes sense.
So maybe these guns are still load and lock.
Maybe.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. It's still 0.5 degrees above zero. That right. We're still above zero. Did snow a little bit over the weekend, or as I like to call it, slow rain. The Redneck Rave is returning to Kentucky this weekend. Despite last June's impalement, That's probably the best headline maybe ever. Redneck Rave returns to Kentucky this weekend despite last June's impalement. That's right. Last year, there was a stabbing, an impalement. I think a couple of people died, and it was also like a super spreader event. It's coming back, though, so that's good. First paragraph. Even though somebody was impaled by a log last time around, the Redneck Rave, suddenly called the world's craziest and wildest country party, has returned.
So it took place this past weekend.
It did. Oh, was this weekend?
Yeah, I was trying to look
for... I was coming up this weekend.
No, so yeah, it was this past weekend.
Yes.
And I'm trying to find a highlight reel. I can't find anything so far. But yeah, October 14th to 17th.
Beautiful.
Mud, music, mayhem. The Redneck Rave returns to, was it Ollie County?
I'm sorry.
The town of Ollie?
What about country music screams mayhem? Especially modern country music, where they're kind of like talk rapping over like produced country beats and slide guitar, you know?
Also, wait a minute. I'm just looking at the poster here.
Yeah.
Promo poster. And one of the acts that apparently was performing was Afro Man.
Yeah. He kind of goes everywhere.
What?
Yeah. Is
that the Because I Got High guy?
Still getting high. Doing it at country festivals.
I played at the Redneck Rave because I got high.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Woke up in Kentucky because I got high. Local police anticipated a crowd of 10,000. They were not disappointed. That's great. I mean, there's obviously a lot of lifted trucks. A lot of flamethrowers, apparently, but I mean, I don't understand what any country has to do with mayhem. Country music.
Well, because there is going to be there's other events.
But it's a country festival. It doesn't necessarily say country music.
Country festival.
where people look at it and go, that is so country.
But also there was, I think, there's mud pits, which is, you know, where
absolutely.
The mud part
I'm all over
from.
That.
The mayhem.
Especially during a pandemic.
I think there is like a demolition derby,
of course,
of sorts as well.
I've never been to one of those. I kind of want to
mayhem.
Check just you know what, for your bachelor party, let's go to a demolition.
Should we just do it?
I think we should just do one.
Just jump in our cars,
right?
And just start ramming into
there
one.
There used
another.
To be one at the sand pits, a demo derby.
What happened there?
I don't know. Stopped.
Impalement.
That is from the headline from last year. A slit throat, severed fingers, and impalement. What happened at the Redneck Rave in Kentucky? That's from last year.
Exactly what you expect.
Exactly what you'd expect. This is the third go-around for the Redneck Rave. local police sheriff Shane Doyle is hopeful and optimistic that the weekend will go smoothly. Wow. Did it go smoothly?
Well... I still don't know. I'm still looking for results, but in anticipation, Doyle added,
yeah.
quote, it's not that we don't want an event to happen.
That's right. Listen, we don't want to prevent this event. But we just don't want any slit throats.
We just don't want illegal activity to roll into our community.
Or impalements.
Impalements, slit throats. There was like more than a dozen people arrested on like methamphetamine possession charges, that sort of thing.
Oh it
mayhem.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Redneck Rave.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I mean, these people are fully prepared when we go Mad Max. These people are fully prepared. They're already there. They're kind of one foot in the door for Mad Max times. And they're like, let's just keep going in this direction. Yeah. Afro Man there. Bubba Wiggles. The Sticks. Triple X, as if it was like your email from when you were 16. Jesse Howard and the New Breed. I've heard of them. Yeah, trails, it says. Mud pits, SXS racing, cool. 20-plus food and merch vendors, on-site showers.
For the mud.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Listen, you need to be showered before you come in here.
Bubba Wiggles, huh?
Bubba Wiggles.
Hmm.
He's a wiggler.
I would say throw some Bubba Wiggles on, but, you know, it's just going to be profanity-laced. I don't know.
The first Redneck Rave was in 2020 and left the sheriff's department unprepared. Yeah, I bet, especially with all that meth and throat slitting. Well, I hope they had a good time. Yeah, I wish I had some country music to play for you. but I don't.
You got some.
Not right now.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast, where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. If you're not on Yellowknife and Eddie, he's Rants and Raves 2.0.
Wait, hold on.
What the
hell?
Oh, God. What?
Hold on.
What?
I've got an urgent redneck rave update.
Oh, my God.
So, 10 hours ago.
How many impalements?
On the official Redneck Rave Facebook page, Ashley posted and said, "We survived Redneck Rave October."
Barely.
Unfortunately for the rest of us, she also said, "What happened at the rave stays at the rave."
Ugh.
Unlike the June edition. Sunday is for recovery, but by all accounts, Ashley is doing well. Alive
good.
And unimpaled.
Saturday's for meth. Sunday's for the Lord. If you're not on Yellowknife NWT's Rants and Raves 2.0, rated E for everyone, the hell do you think you're doing with your life? Do a join on that. It's a wonderful source of entertainment, but also just actually some good raves, obviously. Also some informational rants. Every once in a while, you're like, huh, that's interesting. And then every once in a while, there's a rant where it's just like, my food was not as good as it usually is. I'll never go back there ever again. I don't care if it's a small business that's struggling during the pandemic. They're garbage. That's like 9 out of 10 of them.
I said to Nicole in just like passing conversation, quote, "I am so glad I finally joined NWT Rants and Raves."
Yep.
It's endless entertainment.
Endless.
Endless entertainment. And this post, it's not the most recent post on it, but I saw it last week and it is like pinned to the top. I don't know exactly why. I don't know if it's just
it's
like
pinned
an
to the top
of mine.
I think it's the most active right now, probably.
Maybe the most active. I mean, it's only got like 20 comments.
Yeah, and total. Only 7 reacts. But I mean, I've been seeing it every time I scroll through Facebook. It's up. It's there.
But it's timely because, again, I was having a very similar discussion with Nicole, like literally last week, about exactly what this, not quite sure if it's a rant or a rave. It's
right.
Just kind of, what's up with this?
What's up with this?
And I was talking about this exact same thing with Nicole last week.
Right.
Tin Can Hill.
Tin Can Hill. Yeah.
It is tin can season, of course.
It's tin can season.
For dog walkers.
Where we hang tin cans all over the house in remembrance of all the tin cans we've left behind. Now, I'll tell you this. I flip-flopped on this almost immediately.
Right.
So, because when I first read it, Simone put this up. I won't say her full name, but Simone. Before I try and be a good Samaritan, that's never a great way to start a post, by the way, Simone. Sorry. Would cleaning up rusted old tin cans on Tin Can Hill be a rave or a rant? Well, they'd be neither because it would just be cleaning them up. Is this garbage or history? Now, in Yellowknife, that is the two are not mutually exclusive. Definitely not a great for dog paws being off an off-leash park or for kids in the park. Very true. What about the barrels/tires/insulation from the same era? The plastic bits/glass shards that are everywhere are clearly garbage, and we clean those up on our walks when we can. Now, at first, I was like, "Oh, Simone, that is history. Those are there as part of our history to remember that there was once a mine there." What's that you say? There's a mine like not even a half kilometer away that's still completely there.
How dare you,
how
Simone?
How dare you, Simone? And first comment from my friend Carrie. It's called Tin Can Hill for a reason. Yes, it is. That's true. And I was on for, and then Sean, our friend of the show, Moose. I don't know if he listens, but he's friend of our show. Tin Can Hill is named for that reason. It's part of Yellowknife history. Yes. Love the initiative, but we love Tin Can for that reason. Do we? Do we love Tin Can Hill?
Is that why we love it?
Is that why we love it?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously there's some support and there's some dissent as well.
Yeah.
And I was initially like, yeah, just leave it. It's part of the history, blah, blah, blah. But as I read it this morning and I was talking about it with you, I'm more in the other camp.
So at this point in the comments, early on, it's a strong 3-0 lead
it
for
is.
History over garbage.
Right.
Let's see how the game progresses from there.
Is this history or garbage? That's a t-shirt. Welcome to Yellowknife. Is this history or garbage?
Tia posts saying they are a public hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the city or other citizens are willing to fence it off, they should be removed.
That is an excellent point, because if it is history, then why not do something with it, right?
Right.
So right out at a giant mine, they've removed a lot of the old equipment and
yes.
put it around that parking lot and
right.
put up plaques saying, this was this, this was this, this is what this was used for. do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the problem is you only need like one or two of those tin cans to like demonstrate a history kind of monument thing.
Well, that's the thing. If you could figure out which tin cans were which, you could put different plaques up next to them saying, this was this kind of tin can.
Heinz ketchup can, circa 1957.
These were all non-perishables at one point. All here to remind you that even non-perishables will perish.
So it's 3-1 at this point.
Yep.
John, I think this might be my favorite comment of the entire thread,
right?
Because I can just picture him sitting back in an old rocking chair, thumbing his suspenders,
yep,
and saying, a lot of history on those trails.
Yep.
Spitting tobacco into his tin can that he recovered from the from the hill itself.
That's right. This used to be a Heinz can.
Ding.
Robert Collinson after that says, should have seen it 50 years ago. An incredible amount was taken out. I helped as a Cub/Scout. We even found some full bottles. Hey, Robert, why'd you stop?
So that's an acknowledgement.
That's
of
an acknowledgement.
The garbage.
Right. Yeah, like, that's a vote for garbage. He's saying, you should have seen it 50 years ago. It's way better now.
Right.
It's still garbage. We just stopped taking it out because it just kept coming.
Rebecca comments, old tin cans on Tin Can Hill. I think that's a dot.
A draw. That's a draw.
Yeah.
That's a draw.
So it's like 4-2-1.
Yes.
Now, an overtime loss.
Can I say that? Can I say the next one?
Because you perfect. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. From Aiden Cartwright, brother of a friend of the show and friend of Cabin Radio, Adrian Cartwright. Perfect. They should stay. It's important for Yellowknifers to remember our history and long story tradition of dumping our garbage in beautiful locations. Once the sand is gone and we can start calling them the white appliance pits or just garbage pits, although I think WAP sounds nicer.
Nice.
We should also leave the glass on Tin Can Hill as a tribute to all those who have loved to smash things when they partied there.
Part of our history.
Maybe down the road our descendants will change the name to Shattered Glass Rock. I'd hate to think of future generations wouldn't be able to appreciate the apathy of past peoples who couldn't be bothered to take responsibility for their junk just because some do-gooders wanted to clean up the landscape.
How will we learn?
And then he says, seriously, and honestly, though, I'd ask the Yellowknife's Dene and go with whatever they suggest.
Yeah.
It's their land, after all.
That might be the comment of the year.
I mean, the one right after it is pretty good, too. You go.
DT comments saying, surely the hill has more historical significance than, quote, my ancestors really loved littering here.
Loved littering. We loved littering. Still do. You go up there now and there's just bottles smashed everywhere, old tents. Old sleeping bags. There's one section there off the dog trail that's hundreds and hundreds of DVD cases.
I came across that the other day. Yeah,
my dog loves sniffing those old DVD cases.
Yeah.
It's a look into our past.
Just imagining what this would have sold for in like 2003.
Oh, $30 at least. Mm. There was a Sopranos box set
in
there.
I saw that, yep.
Yeah, I checked some of those. They were all empty.
They were all empty.
They were all empty. James says it's straight up dangerous, especially for dogs. Yep, straight up. Jennifer Pagona says Ryan Silkey should weigh in on this one because, you know, Yellowknife History Society.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Historical Society. He says, mm-hmm, save the tin.
Right. I think we're at about...
Is that a vote for or against? Because you can take it out of there and still save it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That could be to Tia's point where it's like you fence off the tin cans or something.
And then we're getting into the older ones. Recent litter pickup, good. Not leftover from Con Community food or trash or whatever pet waste bags that didn't make it to the bin. But not leftover from Con Community. Why not? Because it is literally garbage. It's not set aside anywhere. It's just on the side of a hill, most of it. And it's just rusted out old barrels and tins. Like there's... We're going to get into a complicated conversation about the history of the city. Mary says, Yellowknife has a lot of history, and some of it not pretty. Frame Lake, Niven Lake, best not to go there. I usually wash with a small garbage can bag and pick up what I can. Let's not candy coat it. Tim Can Hill was a dump. Use with caution. Pick up what you can and don't contribute. There you go.
Niven Lake, I don't want to go down that road.
I don't want to go down that road. Stephanie Harris says, I bet Walt Humphreys tells us the story, could tell us some stories about Tin Can Hill. I bet he can. He could probably snap his suspenders and go, a lot of history up on him trees.
I think we need Walt in this conversation.
I think
more
we do
than
too.
We've ever needed
him. Absolutely. Him and Ryan would on this show talking about things like this would be great.
Yeah.
So obviously a good conversation going on there. No one got crazy. No one said, you're stupid, shut up, and all that kind of thing.
Well, not yet.
So not yet. Maybe they will.
You never know.
So, I mean, I like I said, started off on the one side, and now I'm on the other side where I'm just like, yeah, we could just clean it up, and it's not going to be... There's, like, there was an old, like, haul-it-out car out there that used to be out there. It's gone now.
Yeah.
Old bunch of old tin cans. Like, that's not a part of our history. It's not. It's just where they chose... Garbage. Where people chose to dump a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't need to be a part of our history. The mine is right there. Mm. And once that's all remediated, the whole point of that is to, like clear it away... And make sure, like, make it seem like it was never there. That'd be kind of the remediation. Maybe put a plaque up saying, this is part of our town's history. The mine is. The garbage from the mine and the houses around it are not.
Yeah.
It's called Tin Can Hill for a reason. Yeah, because a lot of people dump garbage up there. Another point, another to the point, shattered glass rock. Yeah, because there's tons of broken glass up there. That's the more than the tin cans and the barrels. I would like to see the glass cleaned up on all those rocks. That is a monumental undertaking.
Right.
But, I mean, that stuff's everywhere. Everywhere. No matter where you go on the rocks in Tin Can Hill, there's shattered glass all over the place.
And but the history of it is that I think once they filled up that dump, they then developed the white appliance pits.
That's right.
The sand pit slash right. appliance.
Well, I tried to dump an appliance there at Tin Can Hill, and they're like, no, this isn't for that.
No.
You go to the pits for that.
They changed that years ago.
Years ago.
What are you thinking?
Dump it on top of the old Chevys that are in that pit. So there's a lot of comfort. This is a funny post about, you know, because a lot, of course, somebody's going to bring up the history, right?
Right.
And I have a very controversial opinion about some of the history of this town. When someone brings up the beautification of downtown, I was like, well, we could tear down Gold Range. And I get screamed down, sir. Democracy manifest.
Our rolling screams.
Our rolling screams.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like, remember just down the road there, the old RCMP building when they tore it down?
Yes.
And now it's an empty check. People were up in arms
RCMP,
against that.
RCMP, then daycare.
Yeah, then daycare, yeah. Or whatever. I went to daycare there.
Right.
And it's like, well, the old RCMP building, did we really need that? A lot of history there. It's like, yeah, there's probably a lot of really terrible history in that building. And no offense to Gold. I like to go to the Gold Range. I like dancing. I like prancing. I like two-stepping. I like paying $8.50 for a beer.
Do you like prancing?
I like prancing and dancing.
Okay.
There's a lot of history in that bar, too. And, like, my mom served there back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she came up for a job and worked at the Gold Range in 74.
Right.
Like, we're talking a long time ago. We're talking almost 50 years. And, of course, it was there a long time before that. It was the largest consumer of beer at one point in the world or something like that, or whatever record gets thrown around. There's been a lot of really horrible stuff that's gone in there, too. So if it were to come to the point where it was going to get torn down, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, we don't need to hang on to literally everything, especially the garbage of our history. Like, that's not something we need to do. Like, I mean, should we not remediate Giant Mine and clean it up? It's like, well, it's a part of our history that all that arsenic is there. So
a lot of history in that arsenic.
A lot of history in that arsenic. Oh, this arsenic could talk. If it would, it would kill us all. So it's interesting. But I mean, I'm on the side of, like, yeah, just clean it up. Like, whatever. We can still call it Tin Can Hill.
Yeah.
Put up a plaque that says, My mother just texted, hot pants and high heels. Thanks, Mom. That's what she served in.
I thought you were going to say she just messaged you. Save the tins.
Save the tins. Serving our local miners. Thanks, Mama. But I'm for, like, yeah, just clean it up. Like, garbage is not history.
No.
If you're going to make it a history, put it in a section, put a plaque next to it, and be like, these were left over from people who didn't care to clean up after themselves. Like, great.
I just don't think Yellowknife, I mean, you know, by all accounts, still a recent Yellowknifer. So take my opinion with a grain of salt.
You just came from the South to make your nut.
Take it with a grain of salt. But do you really want to be known as a city that just quirkily rebrands a dumping ground?
Right.
Really?
Yes, like, I do. Yes, I do. And I mean, you know what? Like, if we had Ryan or Walt here, there would be some stories. Absolutely some stories,
sure,
about what happened there.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you don't need the tin cans to remain there have the stories.
I mean, or you could move the tin cans to one part and put up a plaque and saying, a lot of interesting stories about these tin cans. Here are several. And then walk away.
Oh, yeah? How about those empty DVD cases? Interesting story.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Just it's turned into this dump. And that's maybe one of the reasons it's turned into a dump. It's hidden away from the city, for one, but also because, like, well, there's all this other crap here. I'll just dump this, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not I our history doesn't need to be traced back to our garbage that we've left in other places. Yeah.
A lot of history in that dog poop.
Pick up your dog poop bags. We're not here for future generations to read our poop.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4 Drive in the North. Still 0.5 degrees above zero. No snow yet. Thank goodness. Dipping into the old mailbag a la Jay Leno 1994. Lecter, what do you got?
Well, Cabin Radio has been selected for a new award.
Oh, very nice. Cabin. Are we allowed to accept this one?
I guess we'll ask Ollie.
All right.
But we'll put it out there for right now. Cabin Great. Radio selected for Best Businesses in Canada 2021 by the Canadian Business Review Board. Literally just received this email moments ago, so don't know exactly how legit it is.
Is this real? This one actually looks real.
It does look real, doesn't it?
Although it does say Canada Board at the CBRB, Canadian Business Review Board. I mean, maybe. Although anytime the title of an email is not with capitalization, I always question.
That's, well, the title of the email, it capitalized our name. So that's
to accept
not
your
bad.
To accept this, please fill out the following form. Let's see what it says. Still loading.
So it says, hello, congratulations on being selected for the CBRB Best Businesses in Canada 2021. Representing the best businesses in Canada, the Canadian Business Review Board believes that Cabin Radio is an outstanding business, and we look forward to recommending your services. Following registration, you will receive 2021 accreditation certificate and verification badge. Business profile page added on CBRB Best Businesses in Canada 2021 directory. Businesses added to the CBRB Best Businesses in Canada Brand Awareness Program 2021. To accept your Best Businesses in Canada membership and accreditation, please submit the following form with a link. If you have any questions, feel free to let us know. Victoria Newman, Canadian Business Review Board. I don't think it gets more official than that.
I feel like it's official. I mean, I feel like we're one of the best businesses in Canada, so there you go.
Well, Victoria backs us up, so what's the rest of your problem, huh?
There you go.
As you know, we did not accept any of our nominations for the Yellowknife Chamber of Commerce Business Awards this
no.
year. We made YK Chamber of Commerce history last year, winning three Business Resiliency of the Year Awards.
That's right. No one else has done it.
And we decided, you know what? That's it. We're gonna throw in. We can't win anyway. We've already won everything we can win to this point.
We don't want to win anymore.
So Ollie said, "No, we reject these further accolades, and we resent you for trying to bestow them upon us."
Well,
he didn't say that.
We did that in exchange for Robert Warburton becoming president of the Chamber of Commerce.
That's right. We worked out a deal.
We won't take any awards. You make Rob your president.
Congratulations, Rob.
Well done. We never did say congratulations to Rob, by the way. Congratulations to Rob. We did have a story up there a couple days ago, but congratulations to Rob.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Rob.
Speaking of the Yellowknife Chamber of Commerce Business Resiliency Awards, those were slated to happen this Friday, October 22nd. Is that a Friday?
Right.
Yes, Friday, October 22nd. Just to update on their page, the Business Resiliency Awards will no longer be taking place in person on Friday, October 22nd, due to the COVID-19 outbreak in Yellowknife. I think they've been planning for a bit now to do it virtually.
Yeah.
But so those will go ahead in some way, shape, or form. And congratulations once again to all the nominees for 2021.
Very nice. And we're following our rules. No free meal, no awards. Also, dipping into the mailbag here as well. Hello, we are interested in your juicer. If you are interested in cooperating, please provide a price list for our evaluation. We look forward to hearing from you. Best wishes. Well, no dice. We will not cooperate.
We will never cooperate. The juicer is ours.
Take your hands off our juicer. Okay, I gotta go because I gotta get to the other side of town, which is 7 minutes away, to get into this gun safety course. And it's all day long. I hope I make it.
And you got to get both your shots first.
I do not. I have been both shot up for a long time. You're going to have to get that booster, though. We're 50 plus right now. It'll be 30 plus very soon. It'll be 40 plus probably around the time I'm 40. So there you go. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.